Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's three agencies of government when I get there that are gone. Commerce, education, what's the third one there?
Five.
Oh, five, okay. So.
Robert Scott Bell.
Are you aware of the ingredients in the vaccine?
I know there's some egg.
I don't think they offered us a list of ingredients, though.
But did you know that there's mercury in that shot?
Oh, I did not.
Robert Scott Bell.
The only thing that supporters of the raw food movement are sick of is people telling them what they can or cannot put in their mouth.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Yes, he's back. He's in from the garden. That's right. The dirt is under his... Well, actually, I cleaned most of the dirt out of my fingernails anyway. What do? We planted some black-eyed peas, planted some... we got some watermelon. I think we... Green beans... what else do we plant today? Tomatoes. That's for my wife. I won't eat tomatoes unless they're made into a sauce. I'm just being honest with you. I never like. I'm with George Carlin on tomatoes. Remember what he said about tomatoes? They're just not finished. God didn't finish them. They're still in the larval stage. And then when you mix them up into a sauce, all good. It's all good unless you're avoiding nightshades altogether. We got lots of peppers that'll be coming up and happy as well. And early morning dirt plan. All right. So welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show afternoon in the East Coast of America. The West Coast, you're still in the morning. You could be out gardening and listening to the show. Yes, you could. Right here streaming live through GCN, syndicated around the country, as well as Natural News Radio, naturalnewsradio.com, and heard later all around the world, including across the pond at UK Health Radio. I wonder if Paul is back. From the UK. He went to the IACT, International Association for Colon Hydrotherapists, bringing the message of molecular hydrogen to Great Britain. And I saw pictures of he and his wife at Stratford-upon-Avon doing the Shakespeare thing. I wonder if he knew that Shakespeare had cannabis in his pipes. That's an interesting thing. No, not the water pipes, the pipes for smoking. We do have a new cannabis update theme. The next 2 hours, one of you will be surprised. It's going to be a fun song. I think you'll enjoy it. And what else? 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Why can't you trust the mainstream media when it comes to telling you the truth about drugs and vaccines? Right? I know that if you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, you already cast a squirrely eye on the mainstream media when it comes to this topic. But there are a lot of your friends and relatives still asleep at the wheel saying, well, it's not real until it's reported by the Today Show and the Evening News. Right. Other than that, it's just pretend you folks doing your new media thing. Yeah, you think you're onto something. Well, no, not until it's approved by the real media. But look at the real media. This is an article from our good friends at the Alliance for Natural Health, ANH-USA.org. You can link up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. You can see this and read for yourself. Time Magazine, the CIA rag known as Time Magazine, should be out of business. The only reason they're not. Drug money. That's right. Big pharma advertising money. In its July 27th print edition, Time Magazine ran a full-color ad for smokeless tobacco. All right, no big deal. Chewing and dipping, right? But what really is interesting is where all the drug ads in there. Week after week after week, keeping Time Magazine afloat. The biggest ad, an inside front page, three-page spread. For Xeljanz, a new, the latest and greatest rheumatoid arthritis drug,
Ooh,
RA drug. You remember, what was the one, Enbrel, our favorite
Enbrel.
Before?
We talked about Embril for years, because when you watch their commercial, it was just like, Embril, look at the person dancing in a field with butterflies. Mm-hmm. And by the way, it can kill you.
Oh. So new and improved Embril, will this have the same impact, the same possible death?
Listen, I think they've been listening to the show, because I think we made so much fun of the Embril commercial, they figured out a way to kind of say the same thing, but kind of make it a little more, I don't know, a little more fuzzy when they describe it, yes.
We love fuzzy. Fuzzy drugs are great, yes. This drug will cause you to fuzz up on the inside. What?
That's
what?
Right.
I don't think so. Now, remember, folks, the whole reason for taking a drug for rheumatoid arthritis is bunk to begin with. Because the whole reason you have rheumatoid arthritis is probably because of drugs that you took. Or in the case of kids, teenagers with RA, vaccines, heavy metals, deficiencies of all kinds. But we can't do that. We can't make a lot of money on that. And how are we going to prop up the CIA rag known as Time Magazine if we can't advertise expensive billion-dollar drugs and make blockbusters of them? So, of course, there's direct-to-consumer advertising, which is unique to America. Not one of the highlights of America. I love freedom of speech, but freedom to gloss over the things that can kill you, not so good. Not so good. So lawyers for the drug company, they do their disclaimers, but they have beautiful women. How do you know they're beautiful? Listen to what they sound like, right? Oh, my gosh, she's angelic, and she's reading about what can kill me. But she's an angel. I should take it. I should ask my doctor about this drug.
You know, that reminds me of, do you remember back in the day, years ago, we covered a news story on Fox News. And remember mm-hmm. what we called the doctor?
Dr. Pretty.
Dr. Pretty, that's right.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they do. They have the good-looking docs that go out and, you know, they kind of make you want to, whatever that doctor says, I'm going to do, right?
I'll take your drug, okay.
Right. Like, it's not like she's going to date you. Come on, what are you thinking? So this is Zeljanz with an X. Of course, they do market research to figure out that people do like taking drugs if they begin with the letter X. Perhaps we should change the name of the planet Zubla Dubla to Zubla Dubla with an X, and more people would want to go there.
The yeah. X-Men take drugs with X in them.
Yeah. Well, what happened with these A&H, a story, a friend of an A&H USA board member quickly died from a lymphoma drug. Oh, I'm sorry, lymphoma. Died from lymphoma caused by the drug, right? You take an RA drug, it gives you lymphoma. Really?
But you know what? Listen, if you get lymphoma, yeah, then you don't have to worry about your rheumatoid arthritis anymore, right?
It's a horrible way to not have to worry about
your rheumatoid arthritis. It cures the rheumatoid arthritis.
Should we kind of give a listen to parts and pieces of this drug ad, just kind of pick it apart for people so they can help them?
I think so. Let's hear how wonderful the new Embril 2.0 drug of Zeljanz is for people with RA.
Your body was made for better things than the pain, stiffness, and joint damage of moderate to severe rheumatoid arthritis. Before you and your rheumatologist decide on a biologic, ask if Zeljanz is right for you.
Wow, see, they set the stage. This beautiful piano music. Listen to this.
Your body...
You're already in the mood going, oh my gosh, this woman, I just want to...
I love what she says. She says, mm-hmm. you know, your body was made for better things.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Like our toxic drug, our toxic new drug. Check with your rheumatologist. Like you have a rheumatologist. You know, of course, people with RA probably do have a rheumatologist, and they talk with them frequently. But the rheumatologist is going to get some kind of kickback if they get them on the newest, latest, greatest drug, which I don't know. Is this $1,000 a pill drug? I don't know, but it's new. It's replacing Embril, so it's got to be rocking, right? So where do we go from here? We've got to make it sound really yummy, really delicious, really easy to take.
Zeljanz is a small pill, not an injection or infusion, for adults with moderate to severe RA for whom methotrexate did not work well. Zeljanz can relieve RA symptoms and help stop further joint damage.
Okay, there's the end of the good stuff. That's the end of the good stuff right there.
Look, how great is that? It's a small pill instead of a shot. Who would rather take a small pill than get a shot in the arm? Everybody, right?
Right. But you think that they're talking about vaccines? No, no, no. If it's a shot and it's a vaccine, it's all good. We can't advertise against that. But the shot for RA, we're like, oh, no, this is a small pill. This is way easier. You're going to get relief. Now, they've set the stage with their piano music, their happy, angelic-sounding woman who's just like you. You just, she can give you arsenic, and you go, sure, take it. Let me take it, right?
Yes, of course, because your body was made for better things, right?
Right, like Zeljans or not. Guess what? You can get from Zeljans. Don't tell me it's going to be TB. Please don't say TB. Just don't say TB.
Zeljans can lower your ability to fight infections, including tuberculosis.
Oh, no!
Serious, sometimes fatal infections and cancers have happened in patients taking Zeljans.
Huh? Did they say fatal infections and cancers?
Oh, well,
dude,
let's not go. Your
not
body
enough.
Was made for better things, like
yes.
tuberculosis,
yes,
blood infections, and cancer.
Right. And like I said, it's not enough that you could die of an infection. You could have cancer, too, right? The double whammy. Absolutely incredible. But you know how it is with these drugs. They do just the best and the greatest things, and they gloss over these things. But one thing they couldn't gloss over are rips to your intestines and your stomach. No, I'm not kidding you. How does this do this? What is this? Does it come in with shards of glass? Our pill made with shards of glass. When you hear what else the Zeljans does to your innards, you're going to wonder what they're making this stuff from.
Don't start Zeljans if you have any infection, unless okay with your doctor. Tears in the stomach or intestines, low blood cell counts, higher liver tests, and cholesterol levels have happened.
Tears? Wait, I got to hear that again.
Stomach or intestines, low blood cell count.
Hold on, here's where it starts.
Tears in the stomach or intestines, low blood cell counts, and...
Tears in the stomach or intestines?
Your body is made for better things, like tears and holes in your stomach and intestines.
I'm just almost at a loss for words here. Zeljans is going to cure your rheumatoid arthritis, but at the same time give you tuberculosis, deadly blood infections, cancer-like lymphoma, and it's going to rip your innards. It's going to rip your stomach and intestines. We got to sign up. We got to get our pills now. Oh, my gosh. Well, at least they didn't mention the liver. I mean, you know, we're good, because as long as they don't mention the liver, we're all going to be in.
Your doctor should perform blood tests before you start and while taking Zeljans and routinely check certain liver tests.
Oh.
Tell your doctor if you have been to a region where fungal infections are common and if you have had TB, hepatitis B or C, or are prone to infections.
Well, at least they're going to check your liver while you're on it, right? I mean, we got to give them some kind of, I don't know. Look, they don't have many blockbuster drugs on the horizon. They're relying on vaccines, which people are starting to question. We got to give them their Zeljans. I mean, who cares if your stomachs rip out from the inside? Who cares if your intestines are cut open from the inside? It's Zeljans.
And by the way, it will elevate your cholesterol. It will elevate your blood pressure. It'll rip hair, holes in your stomach and your intestines. It might give you cancer. Could you make you prone to blood infections, tuberculosis, but your rheumatoid arthritis might get better.
Maybe. This is incredible. By the way, there's a great article. I'm going to see if we can find a way to squeeze it in. Our good friend Roseanne Lindsay, naturopath, natureofhealing.org, she gave me a heads up on this one. Why is France thumbing its nose at vaccines? In a big way. That's from Sarah at the Healthy Home Economist, too. Really cool stuff. We got that, but we also have, cannabis update. We do. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Call us now if you want to be part of the show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you enjoying the Robert Scott Bell Show? Would you like to meet more people like yourself? Look no further. The Robert Scott Bell Show has just the thing. Go to gcnlive.com/RSB. There you will enjoy a special forum for you to communicate with others who also like the show. Tell us your opinion on what you hear on the Robert Scott Bell Show today. Visit us at gcnlive.com/RSB. That's gcnlive.com/RSB.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Before we get into this next story, clear in the air, I think it is. I remember back in 1996 during the Atlanta Olympics. Everybody was just, you know, excited at the same time. Was like, we're getting out of town. We're not going to even stick around. We're afraid of all the traffic. Everybody's coming. It's going to be a nightmare in Atlanta. And I stuck around. I went to a few of the events, but it was the best couple of weeks in Atlanta's history in terms of traffic. There was no traffic. Rush hour, it didn't matter. You could go anywhere, any time of the day or night, no traffic. Anybody who lives in Atlanta, you know that just doesn't happen, right? 285, no problem. And the other thing, the side benefit of the Olympics, was the air was cleaner than any summer I'd ever lived there for 30 years. The cleanest air you could ever see. Because people just, forget it, we're leaving, we're not going to work, we're not doing anything. And it was awesome. This next story kind of reminds me of that, although for different reasons. This is out of the New York Times. May the Schwartz be with you, whoever John Schwartz is that wrote this piece. They're saying civil unrest, humanitarian crises can now be detected from outer space. And why or how do they detect it? Air quality. It turns out that when your economy turns sour, or you're in the throes of civil unrest or war where nobody's driving to work, the measurement of nitrogen oxides in the air drop precipitously.
Oh, man. You know, I just had a thought.
What? What?
We have just now given somebody who's running for president, probably more on the conservative side of things, a part of their platform.
Oh, but what's Al Gore going to do, though?
Preemptive war.
Right.
Is now...
It's good for the environment.
Is good for the environment. It will stop global warming.
Oh, my God. I mean, this is crazy, this article. It's really, without saying it, it's saying war is good because it improves air quality. It reduces the consumption of fossil fuels. I'm thinking, what is the biggest polluter on the planet? Isn't it the military? Right?
They'd be right up there, wouldn't they?
Yeah, I mean, it just doesn't make sense. I know the U.S. government pollutes more than just about
everybody.
Industry,
they got Dick Cheney wrong.
Yeah.
Dick Cheney cares about the environment.
Oh, my gosh. This is awful. Joss Leveveld, the lead author of the study and a researcher at the Max Planck Institute of Chemistry in Mainz, Germany, said that by using tools aboard the NASA satellite Aura, he and his colleagues found decreasing levels of pollutants that corresponded to geopolitical crises that included armed conflict, trade sanctions, and the rise of the Islamic State.
Oh, see? Now listen, radical Islam could now be considered maybe a part of what? Greenpeace, maybe?
More environmental terrorism.
That's right.
Wow. Now, listen.
It's very interesting because what they do is they're making the connection between economies that are having trouble with a steep drop in pollutants that are in the air because manufacturing goes down, the burning of fossil fuels goes down, because they're having a problem with their economy. Mm-hmm. And in addition to that, where there's civil unrest, where there's war, it puts a stop to a lot of the industry and the manufacturing and things of that nature. So, as a result, you've got cleaner air because there's less machinery, less burning of fossil fuels.
You know, it was interesting. We saw on online or whatever the battle. No, it was the Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. Finally, this movie.
Oh, right.
The reboot of it. Anyway, it was interesting because the humans were like an enclave in San Francisco, and they had to go north to Marin to find a dam to reset because they needed electricity. They were running out of fuel. And you know, one of the human characters says that the great danger of these apes is that they don't need electricity. Isn't that interesting?
There you go.
I'm just thinking there's an argument there. Listen, it's really cool when you rely less upon it. There's a freeing aspect to that, even relying on the land and the atmosphere that's hopefully cleaner to produce your own food. I mean, there's something really good about that. Even though I'm not a what they call a rabid environmentalist, I'm a rational one, I perceive. And that I like it. When you can walk or bike to places, it feels good. I'm not against cars per se. I recognize, though, that if the global warming alarmists had just targeted pollution instead of this facetious claim that the Earth was warming based on human activity, you could have had a better result, a better outcome. People would have looked at, hey, yeah, toxins do impact on health. But that couldn't be done because the industry that impacts on our health the worst, the pharmaceutical industry, would have to be called out for poisoning the population of planet Earth. Like with Zeljan. They're cutting you from the inside out. You don't even need a surgeon. Just get Zeljan. Did I say that right?
Got an appendix that's having a problem?
Just put a Zeljan pill in there. It's little. It'll do the trick. No, what'll do the trick is cannabis, and we'll explain why with a new cannabis update theme after this break.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo water, Paul Bear-Terrell.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here, have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, paired with healthy heart choices, is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, after Friday evening's broadcast, Healing Revolution stuff, Superdon, you said you were going to go out and party hardy, check out the scene in Austin. You probably didn't. You're just so dedicated to working hard and doing so many things behind the scenes nobody even knows.
I have not had a chance to check out the nightlife yet, no.
What about some semblance of a farm to table, a Chipotle, something? Do you find anything?
I have not found the Chipotle, but I did find the original Whole mm-hmm. Foods, though.
That's right. The original in Austin. I'm not sure if it's Lamar Street. There was one. I just can't remember
it might
one
be. Yeah, it's down on one of the main off the main highways where I saw it. But huge place. But well, I guess it originally started here in Austin.
Yeah, and then they bought out everybody else. I remember when they bought out Mrs. Gooch's in Southern California, Redondo, and turned it into a Whole Foods.
Are they like the Walmart of organic food?
They are, but evidently Costco sells more than they do. Costco's like the grand poobah as far as selling organic now.
Right.
Although I don't know if that's Costco produce, though. We don't have a Costco near us, so I don't know if it's just all prepared foods that are organic.
Costco,
I just don't know.
Where you go to buy a gallon of milk, and you have to buy it in a 55-gallon drum.
Is that right? The whole cow comes along with it.
The whole cow, that's right.
Interesting, very interesting. Well, in Texas, or Tejas, I know that we've got good friends, some from the Thinking Moms Revolution. I was thinking about Talia and her efforts to kind of wake up the Texas legislature on the issue of medical cannabis in particular. Right. For a lot of kids with autism and seizure disorders,
moms,
et cetera.
Moms advocating medical marijuana for autism.
Right, yeah, and that's Mama. Is there any effort, any movement on that front? I know we don't have a news update related to that, but... something that maybe we should check in with Talia to see what's going on
in
Texas on that.
Absolutely.
We will. All right, well, then that leads to our new theme song for what's known as our cannabis update, and here we go. Groove it.
Pass the chip on the left-hand side. Pass the chip on the left-hand side.
Is that a joint, man? Hey, it looks like a quarter pounder, man.
Pass the
Duchy on the left-hand side. I can't do Jamaica as well as I'd like to, but that's just a fun song.
That was our buddy Tommy Chong along with Cheech Marin there. From those of you who may not be familiar or may not have heard in a while the old Cheech and Chong, which I think you and I grew up with.
Mm-hmm.
As comedy, but that particular scene is the one that you refer to from time to time, where they're driving down the street and suddenly the car is full of smoke and they think they're driving down the highway and they're actually parked on the side of the road.
Yeah, that's like the big concern for driving while high is that you'll go 5 miles an hour in a 70 zone, which could be dangerous, I admit. But you're not doing the opposite of that. There are a few cannabis updates, and again, I'm not one that's a recreational in any way, shape, or form. It's just not me, not my style, not what I do. But listen, I support the use of that plant for all the right reasons, and that includes your freedom to use it how you want to. But Oregon, which is where you were, no longer are, Super Don, is full-on legal, even recreational. And it has gotten this far that the odor of marijuana smoke from a neighbor's apartment, which, of course, used to, if you smelled it and you called the fuzz, they'd come in and go, you're busted. Now, not only will they not bust you, you can't even complain about the smell just because you don't like the smell, because now it's legal. And they're like, no, you can't. I'm sorry. We're not going in to bust your neighbors because you don't like the smell of the smoke. It's not the equivalent of the odor of garbage, for instance. If somebody doesn't take out their trash, you probably have a legitimate complaint. But they're saying now cannabis smoke is not a legitimate complaint, according to the Oregon Court of Appeals, as they refuse to declare the smell of marijuana smoke drifting into neighbor's homes as unpleasant. Unpleasant. It's an official ruling now.
Yeah, you know, I equate this to just the growing pains of new legislation. You're going to go through these things. It's just a part of the process of a state and its citizens to have to deal with new legislation. Now,
gotta figure it out.
One person claimed in this situation here where they were, you know, trying to say that the odor was offensive, that the smell was especially difficult for him. Because he was currently attending rehab for drug use, and the smell of marijuana was a trigger for him. Now, I can understand that. I mean, listen, that is a legitimate concern. I mean, I honestly, I can understand that. So, it, you know, I see both sides.
But it's a trigger smell. But, I mean, listen, are you going to have to say your neighbors can't drink because you're an alcoholic? And it triggers you to drink?
Let's say you have an eating disorder and the person next door just baked a pie or something.
Right. Sure. No, I think that is interesting that we consider. Also, if you want to talk about offensive odors, to me it's cigarette smoke. You want to talk about the...
I could definitely see that. Or listen, have you ever known a guy, let's say, you know, that dude that is in the office next to you, mm-hmm. that just takes a bath in cologne before he comes to work? And
You know what I'm saying? They do, like workplaces, they'll tell people now not to wear that stuff because it triggers environmental illnesses.
But at the same time, you can look at that and go, is that an offensive? Well...
Right. By the way, the smell of tobacco, when it's just tobacco, is a lot different than the big mania, you know, the what do you call it, big tobacco, which is not tobacco.
What about the guy next door that smokes the stogies all the time?
Like cigars?
Yeah.
I guess, yeah, some of them are really offensive. Others are like, you'll smell them and you go, oh, that's interesting. Or pipe tobacco. Yeah, it's an interesting smell sometimes. It's going to catch you at the right moment. When you're pregnant, it's all different, though. Your senses are, you know about that. No, I'm not. Super Don doesn't know about
that.
What?
I'm not pregnant.
No, of course not, silly boy. It doesn't even happen in Texas. So there you go. That's the first of our cannabis updates. Now, this one gets a little bit more medicinal. And I'm lost on this one because in Colorado, another state where it's full-on legal, the PTSD patients have sued Colorado over their decision to not allow PTSD be one of the things that doctors can recommend the use of the medical form of marijuana. And I guess I do understand, really, this comes down to tax money. It comes down to the expense of buying the stuff. But, I mean, what is the ability of a vet to make it, to grow it? I mean, do they have that ability if they're...
Well, you hit the nail right on the head there because, mm-hmm. you know, the larger percentage of people that are suffering from PTSD that can make use of this and benefit from it are the vets.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we saw this in Colorado with Grow for Vets.
Yes.
Great organization out there where they're trying to help these guys with PTSD that are coming back from the field. And to deny them the ability to be able to make use of something other than, you know, these cocktails of drugs that they put them on that so often cause them to die or commit suicide. Right. You know, I mean, this stuff, you give them the ability to use cannabis, they're not going to commit suicide. You know, I mean, it's just not a side effect of smoking cannabis or ingesting cannabis or using the THC and the CBD. It saves lives, and we know this statistically.
Yeah, we do. Colorado allows adults over 21 to buy cannabis for recreational use with no doctor's recommendation needed. So this isn't about access necessarily. It's sort of indirectly it is because medical cannabis in Colorado is taxed at 2.9%. Whereas if you're buying it recreationally, you've got a tax of 25%, at least 25%. So a significant chunk of a veteran's money would be eaten up if they're not allowed to use this as a medical use, so to speak.
And not to mention the fact the benefits that they get from the VA,
mm-hmm.
You know, as far as covering this type of stuff, which they've earned that. We owe them that, you know. Mm-hmm. We're supposed to take care of them when they come back, and denying them the ability to be able to get this as a medicine to treat them for, you know, basically the condition they have, that's our fault. We sent them, right?
Now, the other thing about the medical use or medical patients, they can possess as much as 2 ounces instead of 1 ounce. So you have a supply where you don't have to keep going out to get more. I don't see what it says about growing. Like in Oregon, I know there's specific things they are allowed to grow at home, which is cool. The only thing they're allowing these medical uses for, they say, are listing AIDS, chronic wasting diseases, like cachexia in cancer patients, glaucoma, seizures, persistent muscle spasms, severe pain, and severe nausea.
Yeah, so you can use it for glaucoma,
yeah.
But you can't use it for PTSD.
So what we have to do is get these vets to just basically claim persistent severe pain and get and this way work around, do a workaround. I mean,
true.
I just don't want to see these vets suffer and not have access or have to pay so much money they have little left over even to eat as far as that goes. So anyway, Colorado, come on, fix it. Do it right. Do it better. Now, here's a story back to the Pacific Northwest, I believe Washington. We're not talking D.C. We're talking Washington.
Correct. Yes.
Colville. Northeastern Washington man at the center of a nationally watched medical marijuana case has died of pancreatic cancer 6 months after the federal government dropped charges against him. I don't know if you remember this.
We covered this. Yeah. The Kettle Falls Five. You remember that?
Yep. This guy was 71. Can you imagine? He's fighting for his life using cannabis. The federal government comes in to attack him, make him basically a defendant in a criminal case. And you're trying to live. You're trying to survive cancer. That's hard enough. And you got to fight the feds, too. Eventually, they drop the charges against him. But 6 months later, you know, who knows how much of that stress contributed to it, how difficult it was for them to utilize this plant that God created, which is just the real crime.
Well, and during that period of time, he was not able to use.
Yeah, that's the real crime. The federal government coming in and violating your right to self-determination, your right to survival. That's an amazing thing to witness in America. Land of the free, except the federal government could stop you from living. For why? Because you used a plant? No, you have cancer and you used a plant. And that was helping you.
But, you know, I will say, though, with the Kettle Falls 5 situation, their case was something that really brought a lot of attention to that particular problem as far as medical marijuana goes, and was instrumental in turning the tide in a lot of people's opinions in a way that I think, you know, eventually, you know, resulted in some good things. So it's unfortunate
he didn't
that
die in
really,
vain. He didn't die in vain.
He did
You're
leave
right.
a legacy, I believe.
Yeah, spending freeze was enacted in late 2014 to prohibit U.S. Department of Justice money from being spent to block implementation of state medical marijuana laws. By the way, you don't have to violate laws to get benefits of cannabis. In fact, the CBD that I use, I just squirted some in my mouth, at the plus CBD oil that I get from Canna Vest.
Did you do that during the theme? Were you like
dancing
around?
No. I did it while you were talking, literally. I was like, I'm taking it now. just to you know, I got to take it. It's good stuff, man. And listen, you can get it in all 50 states. It is legal. And you can contact Canna Vest directly, CANNAVEST.com. RSV50 is the code if you want to get a buy one, get one free special, or even better, contact your local mom-and-pop health food store to pick it up, carry it, because this is the revolution, the cannabis revolution, that will save a lot of lives, including the CBD. If you want the THC, you're limited in those states right now. All right, we're going to be back after this with a moment of Duff.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works. And works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called Nuka. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between Nuka and Nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit libertyoncall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
In the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, do you have TV plans? Television plans. You can do it online now. Everything's online. And what I want you to do is go to the show notes today at robertscottbell.com, and you'll see in the notes there's a picture of, guess who? Ty Bollinger, TMB. The Truth About Cancer, A Global Quest is coming. But right now they're doing the 11-part series, and they're running a marathon. You can watch them all between now and the end of tonight. So get on it. Get on it. Link to it, and it'll take you there. Go to robertscottbell.com and click the link. If not, you'll at least get involved, plugged in, ready for the Global Quest coming out in October. So that's really exciting.
You know, it's interesting that you said running a marathon.
Mm-hmm.
Because do you know any people, maybe in their older years, that run marathons? You see these stories every once in a while.
Sure, yeah, they exist sometimes, yeah. They do.
Not everybody can run a marathon, though.
No, I couldn't run a marathon. I mean, I can do some things, but I can't run a marathon. It's just it was wear and tear. In my former days, I could swim a marathon.
But if you couldn't run a marathon,
yeah.
Do you think maybe you could jog, maybe?
Jog a marathon?
Maybe walk a marathon.
You know, I don't know. You think about that. Remember when I was in Florida, I was in Naples, and I had to run, I wanted to run to the beach. But it was further than I thought. And I wasn't practiced up to the 6 miles that it was. Right. And I was a little bit sore from that, I'll be honest with you. But it's just like anything with gardening. You know, I'm a little sore, but a good kind of sore, not overwhelming. But the thing is, like, my mom could probably dance a marathon, right, at 81. She was out dancing.
They have those.
Right, they do, the dance marathons. I mean, I'm sure she would be loving that. But this leads, of course, to questions of exercise and our elders. This is today's moment of what?
Moment of duh.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yes, today's moment of duh brought to you by Move It, Old People, even if it's a little bit. That's right. Even a little bit of exercise is better than none at all. Even if it's not the optimal amount that some pseudoscientist says you have to have, a little is better than none. As if we didn't already know that, we needed a scientist to tell us. I don't know. This is coming out of the University Hospital of Saint-Étienne in France. By the way, I already screwed up on the German last out. Was it earlier? It was like, I said it was like the University of Mainz or Mainz, and my wife says, it's Mainz, Mainz. I say, nein, ay, 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 ay. German, I love you Germans, but that German language is not as beautiful and rolls off the tongue like French.
It was the University Hospital of Saint, what?
Étienne, France.
Saint-Étienne.
I can't do it. Un, deux,
trois.
Yes, Inspector Clouseau is back at you. Does your dog bite? They figured this out and they published it in the British Journal of Sports Medicine. They're worried because 150 minutes per week might be too much as far as even thinking it's too much. Somebody might, I'm old, I don't even want to do it. I'm not even going to try. So they're saying, take it easy. Even if you do 15 minutes of movement a day. I don't know. Do you do stair steppers? Do you do water aerobics? I mean, anything. A little bit.
You know,
a little bit.
Listen, these guys are doctors, professors, PhDs, and they had to do an actual study to determine what an older patient could do if they could not handle 150 minutes of exercise. Mm-hmm. It really takes a PhD to figure out, let's try less than 150 minutes. Hey, yeah, that's a good idea.
That's why we got our PhD. Older women showed an even greater benefit from exercise than men, with their mortality risk decreasing by 32% compared to men's 14% in the low, whatever the MET category is. I can't even see what that meant. Moderate exercise, I think. Listen, life is movement. What do we say about this? Life is movement. And if you're not moving, you're dying. Now, this doesn't mean, now Robert Scott Bell said, don't sit down and meditate or pray quietly inside. That's not what I'm saying. But outside of those still moments, which are very valuable, if you extend those still moments to darn near 24/7, not a lot of life left in that body that was given you. And we talk about this sacred gift of life and the callousness with which some disregard it. In fact, they want gay marriage, but they also want something else. And we're going to get into that controversy next hour. Also, supplements and Dick Durbin, what do they have in common? Probably nothing. Silent killer in the kitchen cabin? Oh, my gosh, we got a lot to do. We're going to be back after this news break. But in the meantime, I'm going to tell you this because you know it's true. By now, you must. The power to heal and move is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Awesome health can no longer be attained from food alone. Since the advent of chemical agriculture in 1945, U.S. soils have become progressively more demineralized and infertile. Human health has correspondingly declined. To reverse this trend and to even have a chance at feeling great requires sophisticated supplementation to make up for what is not in our foods. When our bodies are mineral deficient, they require more protein. We suggest you begin with One World Way. One World Way is a new and improved protein power food. Our technological enhancement yields us a whey protein that produces phenomenal results. All case histories indicate that your body functions in a more youthful manner. One World Whey not only supports detoxification, building of lean muscle, and immunity, it strongly supports your energy and sense of well-being. One World Whey tastes delicious and comes in single servings. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.